Okay, for our third period class today, Brother Steve has asked me to read a chapter from Genesis. Will be Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Okay, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years, and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and he begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Thank you, Brother Sam. Brother Ernie asked me if I'd talk. I told him I couldn't stand up too long. He said, "We can accommodate that." So here I am. I think my talk is going to fall in line, even though that I didn't know that the theme was good and evil. My dad always told us to make a talk interesting. You start off with a good beginning. You have a good ending, and you bring them close together as possible. And that's something that I agree with, but today I'm going to have to talk fast to make it happen. This exhortation this morning is going to be about these chapters 5 and 6 and man's lifespan. Enoch's book also, which is not included in the Bible, and the Luciferian influence that it had and still has on mankind. take notice in chapter 5 that Enoch lived 365 years. He was a righteous man. He walked with God and was not. For God took him. This fifth chapter talks about man's lifespan in the generation of Adam. Chapter 6 describes how the Lord was grieved with men because of their evil ways and the consequences of their choices, and how it repented him that he had made them. In the beginning, the earth and all that was in it was good. But the ground became cursed after Adam's sin. The end of chapter 5, 27 through 29 makes mention of the earth being cursed after the life of the longest living person, Methuselah. He died right before the flood. You know, he may have even worked on the ark. In verse 29, it talks about the earth being cursed. Was it cursed again? Because of man's lifespan was to be shortened. Because man was evil. The Lord said that men's lives would be shortened in the next chapter, verse 3. Are men's lives being shortened again near the return of Christ? I think it is. I think our lives are being shortened. The news on the, CNN or I saw it somewhere. That was yesterday that they cut the lifespan of man down a year. Let's read Genesis 6, 1 through 7. If you will, turn there, please. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Some of the giants or mighty men must have been good men. Some of them were not. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination on the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. This chapter teaches that children of God should not marry on appearances only. Marriage should be based on doing God's will and living a godly life. This is important. This is important for our young people. To tell them, the earth had become so wicked that God decided to destroy mankind. Let's look closer at chapter 6 and see how it relates to us. Verse 2 teaches that we as believers should not marry strictly on looks, because the daughters of men can lead the sons of God away from doing God's will. We should always watch what we teach our children, where we go, what we do. Do we want to give them a chance to meet people that they might not ought to meet? Because that blame falls back to right here. In verse 3, we are told that men's lives were shortened from almost 1,000 years to 120. This was through a gradual process, not all at once. Referring to verse 4 and 5, could it be that the giants were a consequence of some sin that they had done? Meaning, when the sons of God took the daughters of men as their wives, the mighty men or giants were the results of those marriages. Why did God see this as sin? Was it because the giants had done something to alter their stature, their height? Maybe they had knowledge of how to make themselves into giants through some wicked devices, just as people of today, through hormones. Was it because the food and the earth were good and not polluted as it is now? Could it have been that they were all vegetarians, which they were at that time, I think, and the environment was different? I have heard that our teeth are not intended to eat meat. These are questions as to the reasons there were giants, or was it some type of sin? You've got both. You've got things that could cause it naturally. You know, you've got the good earth, but you've got evil people. I found the study of giants interesting. It led me to other books, one being the Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch that was included, that's not included in the Bible, but it's not included in the biblical canon. These books gave me the ideas of why God took Enoch and Elijah. I'm sure other people have had these ideas. Lamech was an enemy to Enoch, and King Ahab, Jezebel, they pursued Elijah. Lamech was, well, he lived 770 years. It seems like that's a divine judgment, or maybe something was special about him. But we know there were two Lamechs. There were possibly four Enochs. If you think about an Enoch, writing some of these things that are in that book, it couldn't have happened. It could have been because of the evils that existed in the dark powers. Those powers have survived to this day. We live in a similar time that is very evil. Gigantism is nearly always caused by adenoma, which is a tumor that produces an excess amount of growth hormone during childhood. The pituitary gland produces too much growth hormone, which leads to many changes in the body. Some of those changes are facial and health problems. It can cause abnormal growth of the hands, feet, and forehead. For example, an example of this is Andre the Giant. He is a wrestler. I like to say wrestler. Did sin cause these DNA disruptions? Because man's nature was good in the beginning. There are other things that cause increased growth hormone. An example is acromegaly. That has negative effects also. Gigantism can be a gene defect that affects our progeny. I read also that Goliath's brother, this was after the flood, Goliath's brother is supposed to have had six fingers and six toes. Growth hormones are used in most cases where children have stunted growth. The athletes use hormones to increase their size. Drug abuse includes the use of adrenochrome, which is a natural form. It's an oxidized form of the pituitary gland. It is thought that those who can afford the drug use it. It is said to be like the drug mescaline. That is a natural form. That's the only way I think they can get it. When will God intervene as he did in Noah's day? We know it will not be with a flood because God gave us the promise of the rainbow that the earth would never be destroyed with water again. The powers of society today have changed that rainbow into a representation of homosexuality. Those colors along the river walk in Little Rock are supposed to represent that. It's around us everywhere we look. Turn to Romans 1, if you will. Romans 1, verses 22 to 32. Tell me who this is talking about. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. We changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. This is what some people do. This is what some people do today. If you look, you'll see them and find them. For this cause, God gave them up unto a vile, unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against man. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to mention retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We know they changed the truth into a lie. Just look at Little Rock. And it appears they have done the same thing with the book attributed to Enoch. He would not have esoterically written a book because he was a righteous man and believed the truth. We see the symbolism of evil in everything around us. If we do not, maybe we should start looking. It is more prevalent than most people even realize. The only thing or person to destroy evil or sin or the good will be the return of our Lord and Savior. You know, I noticed when Brother Alex was reading, he used some words that were also used by Masonic people. And these words probably came from the Bible. I don't know. Brother Thomas, he understood. He understood what was going on. He was even buried in a Masonic grave. If you don't believe me, look up the picture and look at the type of grave he was in, the tombstone. Genesis 6, verse 8. But Noah found grace, eyes of the Lord. So God provided an escape for him from the destruction of the earth that was caused by the evils of mankind. Noah was about 600 years old when he went into the ark. He lived 350 years after the flood and died when he was 950 years old. Could you imagine living that long? Referring to the chapter 6, verse 3, we are told that men's days would be 120 years, and we can see the decline of the years after Noah. And you know, occasionally you'll see somebody live to be 120 now. I believe that people could live that long if they took care of themselves and ate right. Now, we read in Matthew 24, turn there please.
verses 37 to 39. Matthew 24, verses 37 to 39. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Things were very corrupt on the earth in the days of Noah. And we say it will be that way again when the Son of Man returns. It's that way now. We don't have to say that it will be that way. I think it's probably worse. There are things that are worse. I'm going to talk about some of those things. And tell me again if it's amazing how some of these things fit together. They didn't tell me what to talk about, but I'm talking about evil. I'm talking about light. And this is the theme. It fell right in there with it. The world we live in now is in a very corruptible state. One thing to look at is population control. The following is an example of something that has been declassified. And it was done a long time ago, that was written a long time ago, but I think it was declassified in the last few years. This is Henry Kissinger. He was a Jewish man, I believe. I'm not sure. But his report was called the National Security Memorandum 200. It was used for population control. It was a study on ways to reduce the population, to limit political power, ensure the easy extraction of foreign natural resources, prevent young anti-establishment individuals from being born. And I think that's not true, because I believe they let people come in and do things that they shouldn't do that were born. And to protect American business abroad. All the tactics mentioned are for U.S. control of population, wealth, and power. They were to withhold food from natural disasters or population control agreements as blackmail or sterilization projects. It seems that the U.S. is doing some of this to the American people now. If you look around, you'll see it. Another example is Roe versus Wade and the full-term abortions. We see the restrictions have been reduced to our food safety. If you read, you'll find those things out. Fluoride and carrageenan, which is red seafood, is in our toothpaste, which is not good if you look up the things that they cause. Calcification of the pituitary gland is what fluoride does. Causes lots of problems. All those glands interconnect to each other. We have pesticides and herbicides and fungicides that are used on our produce. Also, glyphosates, which is Roundup. The additives in the glyphosate are worse than the glyphosate itself. Roundup company was sold to Bayer along with Monsanto for $63 billion. Monsanto owns the patent to 1,700 seeds, and some are Roundup ready, meaning that they are resistant. And GMO plants. You know, we should look all the time at air seeds. We should probably have some seeds that are from relatives that, you know, it would be good to have. There are places that you can go to buy these things. It looks like, to me,
lives are being shortened. And the NSSM 200 was chicken feed comparatively to what's going on now. There are some adverse effects from the foods that we eat and the medicines that we take. We can see the degenerative effects that food and lifestyles and people, look at the people that have around us. What about fentanyl? How many families have been touched by this drug? I know two that are very close to me. Two families. One son, one man's stepson was doing heroin and it had fentanyl and he died. That hadn't been too long ago. Another son died and they never did really say what happened to him, and I suspect that's what happened with him. You can't mention fentanyl without talking about immigration, illegal immigration, and smuggling of the drugs. The list of the problems is growing endless as things worse, as things wax. It seems that everything is reducing lifespans by all the sicknesses, disease, viruses, poisons, pandemics that we have. I had a friend that died this week. He was 35 years old. He had six kids. There's things, the young people are dying. There's no guarantee. You have no guarantee. Don't matter what age you are. On the NBC News this week, I've said this once, they said that our lifespans were shortened by 1 year. Farmland is being purchased by people that do not intend to raise cattle, but they were once cattle hands. They plan to sell genetically grown GMO artificial meat. Also, the FBI have raided Amish for their meat preparations and heavily fined them. You know, they probably have the best grown meat that is grass-fed, and you don't want grain-fed meat because of the things it does to a body. Let's look at Luke 21. Verses 26 through 28. It says, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Is it time? I say yes, it's time. Are we at that time spoken of? When do men's hearts start to fail them for the things coming? You know, we even have young, like I said, we have young people dying. What is our recourse? What is our escape? God provided the ark for Noah, and he took Enoch. He took Elijah also. Just as Noah, we need to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. We can do this by following his commandments, doing his will, and living a Christ-like life. We need to be aware of some of the things going on around us by questioning and observing the things that are happening in the world. But we must remember also that we are in the world, but should not be of it. We should pray without ceasing for our brothers, sisters, family, friends, and for our enemies. We need to detox our minds and bodies of the sins of this world by reading and studying the scriptures, which is a spiritual process. There are natural processes to detox our bodies as well. There are companies that offer tests for chemical toxins found in the body, and they tell us of ways to detox. We should use all of the knowledge we have to escape all of the evils that exist. Some people believe they should vaccinate. some do not. There are arguments for both sides. I think there's enough I don't want to vaccinate. It is the individual's decision. Do we trust God or man? We should trust God and balance our lives physically, mentally, and scripturally with the tools that he has provided. I think this is an important statement. How dark are the forces that govern us? When will Jesus stop it? How can we escape? Look at Hebrews 11. First, I want to read verses 1 through 7. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That is familiar to things I'm talking about. I'll explain it if you ask later. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was a righteous God, testifying of his skills by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that we should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had his testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Verses 39-40. And these all, having obtained a good report, through faith received not the promise. God having promised some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Also turn over to 1 Thessalonians 5. Starting at verse 3-9. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation for our Lord Jesus Christ. We do not want to be in that class that was mentioned of people called they, the children of darkness, but we want to be in the class called the children of light, that escapes God's wrath, just as Noah and his family. And I want to close by reading verses 17 through 24. And it says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. You need to look around and study these things that are going on. Not just think that they're out there. They're there. The people that do these evil things and cause these things are there. Abstain from all appearances of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Thank you.